Well, it was an all-round miserable morning for Warwickshire on this second day at lunch. Edgbaston 106 for 3 in reply to Lancashire's 227. Jonathan Trott faced 23 deliveries, all tricky ones. He scored only 9. He pushed to second slip where he was caught off the bowling of Glenn Chappell, who again has been tremendous. If he can stay fit this season, Lancashire are really going to be strong. A bell caught by the keeper off the slow left-armer Simon Kerrigan for an 89 ball 33. It was one that really turned for the spinner there. The wickets generally were shared around, Proctor taking some wickets as well, but none for poor old Jimmy this morning. Jimmy Anderson bowled beautifully, 7 overs, conceded just 12 runs. Elsewhere, a real star in the making at Yorkshire, Johnny Bairstow. He struck a maiden first-class century at Trent Bridge, 388 for 8. They needed those runs as well. There was another middle-order collapse on the cards there for the visitors to the defending champions Nottinghamshire. Sussex, 387 for 6 at the Rose Bowl against Hampshire. Worcestershire have begun their reply at Taunton to Somerset's 309. They're 115 for 3. Into the second division at the Oval. Problems with the weather in London affected by the rain, but Leicestershire 74 for 3 and in trouble. They're 220 behind. Jimmy Taylor out just before lunch. Middlesex 22 for none at Bristol. The top two meeting, of course, in Division 2 there. They trailed Gloucestershire by 336. Toby Rowland-Jones with 5 wickets. And Northants 172 for 3 trails Kent by 108.